From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When you sit down to compose a script for WIA National News or your state broadcast, do you ever think of how far your message goes and how long it lasts? Even with the demise of the packet forwarding, the text editions of the news envelop the world. To demonstrate this point, do an internet search under your name or call sign or club name. Don't be surprised how far back records go or how many countries show up. Don't even be surprised if some of your gems are translated into other languages. Regular listeners will be aware that the WIA news team has reciprocal arrangements with other amateur radio news services. These services may pick your club news item and place it on their own website with credit to the WIA as the news source. However, you can find that same item is read and spread around the world from that secondary source. This is why you can expand your club's presence in the world of amateur radio by submitting news items for broadcast. A good club website is a great tool for your members, but please remember, our broadcast team gives their own time to compile and distribute the news. Just like you, they don't have the time to search the internet for your news gem. Remember, if an item is good enough for your website, it's good enough for WIA News. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Alpha, you're tuned to Q News. In the Townsville region, you can hear this news on the Victor Kilo 4 Romeo Alpha Tango and Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Tango radio systems, 146.7 MHz, right after the WIA National News. On behalf of the Tarkadian retransmit team, this is Gavin, Victor Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Last Monday night, John, VK4 CJC, provided about 40 club members a fantastic presentation about the calibration of SWR and power meters. John also pointed out the amount of loss experienced with coax cable and outlined techniques of how to use simple equipment to make SWR readings more accurate. John received a warm round of applause for the presentation. The next monthly technical talk will be by Kevin, VK4UH, on Meteor Scatter. Technical talks are held on the third Monday night of each month, starting about 7:30 p.m. The club is gearing up for a big effort for the John Moyle on the weekend of the 17th and 18th of March. All the gear required will be cleaned and sorted this coming Monday night at the clubhouse, and once again the club will be located at the Murrumbong Scout Camp near Petrie. The club will also be assisting other Brisbane-based clubs with the Titanic anniversary on April 15 and 16, and this should prove to be a wonderful event with media coverage for all Brisbane amateurs. The club will assist the event by providing a range of equipment including marquees, transceivers, antennas and generators. The advanced training course is now underway at the clubhouse with a strong group of candidates each Saturday morning learning their radio theory for their full call. While James, VK4TJF, is organising training sessions in CW. This is to fill a large number of club members who have expressed a desire to learn Morse code. James, who initially hails from the US, does speak an unusual sort of Australian accent, but all that seems to go away when he speaks CW. The club is also increasing its range of technical equipment by the purchase of a Tektronik 100 MHz oscilloscope, and the club is also on the lookout for a frequency counter capable of measuring to at least 1 GHz. It's hoped with a convoy of about 12 club members we're able to find such suitable equipment at the Wyong Hamfest this weekend. On the Redcliffe 2-metre repeater, every second Tuesday night of the month, the Australian National Satellite Network is active at 8:30 p.m. local time, with check-ins about 10 minutes beforehand. Operators may join the net via Echolink or by connecting either to AMSAT or VK3 Juliet Echo Delta conferences. Past experience has shown that the VK3 Juliet Echo Delta server offers clearer audio. The net is also available via IRLP reflector numbers 9558 and, of course, the Redcliffe repeater VK4 Romeo Romeo Charlie on 146.925 with offset, or IRLP node 6404 or EchoLink 44666. The club also has its usual trivia night on Wednesday evenings on the 70cm repeater starting about 7:30 a.m. Give Ken, VK4FKEN, a call. Now, news about John, VK4WX. He's also nearing Adelaide on his round Australia trip and should be back in VK4 sometime about July. But he didn't actually say which year he would be back in. Anyway, John, safe travel to both you and to Beryl as you follow the River Murray and the smell of the grape. Well, that's about it for the moment. So until next time, 7-3 from Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox and the Redcliffe Radio Club.
Thanks, Ray. Now, just before we go, the final, VK4 Oscar Delta is in need of someone in the southeast Queensland region that has an FT100 and the FC20 ATU combination. If you're around, please give Peter, VK4OD, a call, 04-1818-8688. Say again, 04-1818-8688. I'm Graham, VK4BB. This is Q News for another week.
Q News. We've reported, you decide.